I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And every week it's just sort of a challenge. What are we going to talk about? Because there's so many possibilities.
Oh, yes, there are. The food world is huge. And what an awesome opportunity to be a part of that and talk about it and chat with you folks about our experiences in the food world.
And it's interesting to me, Miss Nene, to kind of see what's happening, not only in the food world, but who's in the food world. So many men now have joined taking major responsibility in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And
for family meals.
Yes. And that's what's fun. And it certainly it does help share the responsibility. Or maybe they just assume the total responsibility in that.
I think they like it.
I know. I could use a little of that. I have a son-in-law. Well, both our sons-in-law just really do enjoy working in the kitchen, but one in particular does.
Mm-hmm. So times change, and food changes a bit, but some of that good old stuff, you know, comes back, and one of those good old things is tomatoes.
Oh, and fresh tomatoes are just lovely. Just lovely.
Homegrown, locally grown. Mm-hmm. When they're right here, fresh, yeah, it's almost unbelievable. And people just can't hardly wait. Well, tomato season has been here for a while. It'll go on for a while longer. Usually we have good tomatoes right up to frost. And then maybe some people are picking those green ones and wrapping them up and saving them to see if they'll ripen up. So there are many ways, of course, to enjoy a tomato.
Well, I think it's just a little aside too. My father-in-law, who's a gardener deluxe and is in his early 90s now, still plants tomatoes. He just loves to do that. He plants them in pots and then, of course, has a cage there so that they grow upright and the maintenance is very low on them, but he checks them quite regularly. And the last I knew, he had many, many small tomatoes growing on his vines. Probably now they are ready and
I
have
would
been
think,
eaten.
Yes, I'm thinking that he's been harvesting those and enjoying those now for probably a couple of weeks. And I just, because you said he has the wire cage, this year when I planted mine in a pot, I decided not to put it in a cage. It just got to go wherever it wanted.
Ooh,
And actually, that's been working out fine. I mean, you can't do a whole yard full of those, but if you've got one or two pots, it worked out fine so far.
And I think what's nice, too, is that you have the opportunity in the spring to purchase a single tomato plant.
Yes.
Just if you're one person or if there's only one in your family or a few people in your family who enjoy tomatoes, that's a nice luxury to be able to do that. And it doesn't matter if you live in the country or in the city, you can grow that.
You can have a tomato, yes. Mm-hmm. And there are so many to choose from. And I know some people have their very favorites. They would never give up their very favorite tomato, but there's so many new ones on the market. And I know you've seen the heritage ones, those are the really old ones, but they're kind of new again because we haven't seen those for a long time. Different colors, different shapes, and lots of opportunities there. So we're going to talk about a no-cook tomato sauce. And I think you could use almost any kind of tomatoes in this you like.
Okay. Yellow, red,
any
purple.
Kind of, yeah.
But they do need to be ripe. Is that correct?
Okay. Yes, they do need to be ripe. And I guess you could use the little tomatoes. I'm thinking it'll be more work if you use the little ones. But they would taste good. It doesn't matter, you know, whatever your tomatoes are there. And it might be a way to, you know, if there's one that has a spot on it that's not perfect, maybe this is a good way to use it because you can cut that off. I'm not saying if it's really bad, but, you know, sometimes you have a spot you want to cut off, and this would be a good way to use it. A no-cook tomato sauce. So the biggest time commitment to this is chopping tomatoes.
Sure.
But beyond that, you can eat it as soon as it's done if you want to.
Oh, fresh.
Yes.
Definitely fresh. Now, how could children help with this too?
I think they could. And depends on age, how much chopping they want to do.
Sure.
But there's a few other things that can be put into the bowl and then they can help toss it together. Mm-hmm. So I think there's definitely steps that they could do. And the recipe that I'm going to provide for people makes a pretty good size batch. So a couple of things. You could either cut the recipe in half.
Mm-hmm.
This recipe starts with 6 tomatoes. You could just cut that in half to 3 tomatoes. Or one of the other good things about it is if you have leftovers, it will keep in the refrigerator for several days. If you still have some left, you can put it in the freezer.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Just bag it in freezer bags.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm.
So how would you use a no-cook tomato sauce? Well, how do you use a tomato sauce that's cooked?
Exactly, exactly.
Just kind of do whatever. Goes on pasta, goes on top of pizza, goes over the grilled chicken, you know, whatever you use a tomato sauce for, you could use this for.
I think it'd be wonderful over eggs, scrambled eggs or omelets. Yes. I would love that freshness.
So yes. And this recipe does have a little olive oil, some garlic, some basil. Those are the basic things, plus some salt and pepper. And, of course, you could add more kinds of herbs if you wanted to. But it's a pretty basic recipe, not very many ingredients.
And I'm assuming you mean fresh basil when you
say
basil?
Well, that's the best.
Okay. So what's the proportion if fresh basil to a leaf
dried,
basil?
Yes. Mm-hmm. You use three times as much fresh as you do dried. And, of course, the reason being, when you think what happens when you dry something, it gets smaller. So there's a lot more in that
potency.
Dried, yes, than there is in the fresh.
Okay.
And, of course, the fresh is so much prettier, too.
Oh, that bright green. Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Contrasted with the colors of the tomatoes.
And one easy thing you can do when you are cutting up fresh basil is if you roll up the leaves, you can take them, stack them up, them up, and then slice through them, and you cut a lot at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it cutting a little faster.
Well, I imagine a sharp knife would be helpful.
It would be helpful, yes.
Doesn't matter if you're cutting tomatoes or herbs.
That's true. And, you know, Miss Nene, we've not talked about together, but I know that there are some knives that are made for children to use, and we really need to investigate
those.
Yes,
that would be wonderful to do. It would be more encouraging for kids in the kitchen.
And what great help they could be chopping up these tomatoes to get this ready. Now, the other thing that we haven't mentioned yet that you could use this on, and I know it's one of your favorite foods, is bruschetta.
I do enjoy bruschetta, just because it's so fresh. I love that fresh
flavor. And it starts with just some usually French bread, but you could use different kinds of bread. It needs to have a little bit of body, and then it needs to be toasted some way. You could grill it. You could put it in the oven. And if you are in a hurry, I guess you could just put it in the toaster. But it needs to be a little crusty, little crunchy.
And how thick would you make those slices?
I think at least a half and probably a little bit bigger than that because you're going to put this topping on it.
Okay.
So I'd probably say about 3/4 inch.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you have the bread toasted, you put the tomato sauce on it that you've just made and put a little shredded mozzarella cheese on it. And then you could add whatever else you want. Do you want olives? Do you want onions? What else do you want on top
I'm a real dill weed fan. I enjoy dill. I think that'd be fun. Or maybe even some cilantro.
Yes. And parsley. I even saw, this isn't an herb, but saw some bruschetta made with radishes. So now we put tomato sauce on, but bruschetta kind of is, I think, is basically just the toast as a base, and then from there you go with whatever it is that you'd like to put on it.
This may be a crazy idea, but what would a sliced grape be like on top of that? Would that, the sweetness with the acidic tomatoes, how would that go over?
You're the inventor there.
Okay.
It can't be bad.
No, right. I just think it'd be a neat combination of flavors.
Mm-hmm. But again, think about whatever you like to combine with a cooked tomato sauce. If there's something else you like to put in that, then you could put it in this no-cook tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, the advantage is, you know, we just haven't thought about you could make a sauce if you're not going to cook it. Well, yes, you can. You just chop up these tomatoes fine, and it's fine just to go ahead and eat them. And they do have the fresher flavor than after you've cooked them. So it's chunks.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's chunks of tomatoes. Uh-huh. And they're chopped pretty finely.
Okay.
So they stay on the, and I guess you could make a bruschetta with just a slice of tomato and some mozzarella cheese on it, too.
Or if you want, maybe you're into a veggie sandwich. That would be a great way to do this. Do you have to skin the tomatoes before you use them here?
No.
Oh,
because
okay.
You're going to chop them up, I think.
Okay.
I know there's some people who really prefer that, but you certainly don't have to. So we want you to look for the recipe for the no-cook tomato sauce coming up. And remind us, Miss Nene, where we can find that.
Oh, yes. You can go to our website at kjan.com, click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nene, and the most recent podcast and recipes and maybe even a picture or two will be included there to help you in your food preparation. Now remember, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.